The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or brain impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you mostly from the American Council of the Blind.org website. And if I have time, I will get into the Foundation Fighting Blindness website. Kicking off with, the American Council of the Blind expresses its deep concern regarding the Department of Education decision, posted June 30, 2026. The American Council of the Blind, ACB, is deeply concerned about the potential consequences of transferring the Office of Special Education and Rehabilitative Services, OSERS, and the Office for Civil Rights, OCR, out of the U.S. Department of Education. These offices play a vital role in ensuring that students who are blind or have low vision receive a free, appropriate public education, FAPE, and that individuals who are blind or have low vision have access to the vocational rehabilitation, VR, services they need to prepare for and obtain competitive integrated employment. Students and job seekers who are blind or have low vision already face significant barriers to education and employment. Weakening or disrupting the systems that support them would put those opportunities at further risk. The U.S. Department of Education has decades of expertise, experience, and institutional knowledge in administering and overseeing these critical programs. By contrast, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, where OSERS would be transferred, does not have the expertise and institutional knowledge to effectively oversee these essential services and ensure that blind and low-vision students and transition-age adults receive the best services to become successful and independent members of their communities. ACB strongly urges the Department of Education to retain OSERS and OCR, where they can continue providing effective oversight and ensuring that people who are blind or have low vision receive the educational and vocational rehabilitation services they deserve. Next up, federal judge halts USPS proposed rule regarding mail-in ballots. A federal judge has halted a proposed rule by the United States Postal Service, which would restrict mail-in ballots. The proposed rule would require, among other things, that states provide USPS with lists of voters who are eligible to receive mail-in ballots for federal elections. Then USPS would be required to compare ballots they are sending out to those voter lists, and could refuse to accept or deliver ballots that USPS determines do not comply with the new requirements. The USPS was accepting comments on this issue through July 2, 2026. The ACB already submitted comments to the USPS through the Federal Register regarding our opposition to the proposed rule and how the proposed rule would likely disproportionately impact voters who are blind or have low vision. ACB's comments can be found on our website, https://www.acb.org/advocacy. The judge has found that the USPS proposed rule would violate a current settlement agreement between the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, and USPS. In the settlement agreement, which is in effect through the 2028 election, both parties stipulated that USPS agreed to prioritize monitoring and timely delivery of election mail. The NAACP argued that the proposed rule would violate that proportion of the settlement agreement. The federal judge found in favor of the NAACP and granted their motion to enforce compliance with the settlement agreement. The judge's opinion may be found at this link, https://www.citizen.org/wp-content/uploads/opinion.pdf. A news article regarding this matter can be found at this link, https://thehill.com/regulation/court-battles/595-1135-judge-halts-usps-mail-in-ballot/. Posted July 6, ACB comments cited in draft FCC report. As part of the 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act, CVAA, which was passed in 2010, The Federal Communications Commission, FCC, is required to send a report to Congress every 2 years regarding the accessibility and usability of telecommunications and advanced communication services and equipment. Part of the FCC's process in compiling these biennial reports is that they will accept public comments regarding the implementation of the CVAA. As an organization that was instrumental in getting the CVAA passed, ACB submitted comments to the FCC at the end of April. You can read our comments linked on the advocacy webpage here, https://www.acb.org/advocacy. The FCC just released an updated draft of their report to Congress, and we are proud to share that ACB's comments were cited throughout the report. While it is important to note that this is not the final report which will be sent to Congress, ACB is pleased that the FCC took our comments seriously and incorporated them into the latest draft. Anyone interested in the draft report can download it in Word, PDF, or TXT format at https://www.fcc.gov/document/2026-CVAA-biennial-report-tentative-findings. That is 16 pages long, so I will not read that link. ACB looks forward to submitting additional comments for the next draft of the report. Additional comments are due on August 10, 2026. Vote for the Audio Description People's Choice Awards. The 2026 Audio Description People's Choice Award finalist voting round is being held July 5th through 19th. The winners will be revealed during the 2026 ACB Audio Description Awards Gala, which will take place virtually on November 12th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. ACB's Audio Description Awards Gala celebrates outstanding achievements in audio description in media and recognizes the commitment to accessible entertainment demonstrated by television networks, streaming services, and the film industry. The AD People's Choice Award, now in its fifth year, is a unique opportunity for fans to get involved by showing their support for the audio description they love the most. 5 AD People's Choice Award finalists in each category, films and series, have been chosen to compete for the 2026 award. The finalists represent the top titles selected through an open nomination process that took place in April. The finalists are, for films, Final Destination, Bloodlines, Happy Gilmore 2, Project Hail Mary, The Roses, Undertone. For series, I Love L.A., NCIS, Primal, Shifting Gears, Stranger Things. Visit https://awardsgala.org/2026-audio-description-people's-choice-award-finalists/ to access finalists' clips with audio description. Voting for the AD People's Choice Award starts Sunday, July 5th and ends on Sunday, July 19th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. To cast your vote, visit https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/2026-people's-choice-finalists. To vote by phone, call 202-467-5081. One vote per person, please. Join us at the 2026 Audio Description Awards Gala for an exciting evening featuring celebrity guests as we applaud audio description and announce the winners of the AD People's Choice Awards. Learn more at adaawardsgala.org. Dateline, July 7th, the American Council of the Blind celebrates 65 years of advocacy and impact. Contact Scott Thornhill, Executive Director, 202-467-5081. Email sthornhill@acb.org. The American Council of the Blind celebrates 65 years of advocacy and impact. Dateline, Alexandria, Virginia. The American Council of the Blind proudly celebrates its 65th anniversary, marking more than six decades of advancing independence, security, equality of opportunity, and quality of life for people who are blind or have low vision. Founded on July 7, 1961, ACB has grown into one of the nation's leading consumer-driven advocacy organizations, with more than 8,000 members and a nationwide network of state and special interest affiliates. Throughout its history, ACB has helped shape policies that have transformed opportunities for people who are blind or have low vision. The organization has advocated for landmark legislation, including the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and the 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act. ACB's advocacy efforts have driven meaningful improvements in everyday life, including greater accessibility in voting, transportation, healthcare, sports, entertainment, and digital technology. ACB continues to be at the forefront of advancing accessibility in websites, software, mobile applications, and emerging technologies, working closely with government agencies and private industry. ACB and its members have been at the forefront of advancing civil rights, accessibility, and opportunity for people who are blind or have low vision, said ACB Executive Director Scott Thornhill. As we celebrate those accomplishments, we are equally excited about the future and the role ACB will play in shaping emerging technologies, expanding access, and creating a more inclusive world for generations to come. ACB also delivers programs and services that expand access and help build community. Via the Audio Description Project, ACB has helped drive the growth of audio description across television, film, streaming media, museums, and the performing arts. ACB Community connects thousands of participants through virtual events, while scholarships and mentorship programs help develop future leaders. Through its accessibility consulting and compliance services program, ACB also helps organizations create more accessible experiences. About the American Council of the Blind. The American Council of the Blind is a national, member-driven consumer organization representing Americans who are blind or low vision. With 65 affiliates, ACB strives to increase independence, security, equality of opportunity, and to improve the quality of life for all people who are blind or have low vision. For more information, visit https://www.acb.org. And now from fightingblindness.org, A Race Against Blindness commits $1 million to advance gene-agnostic therapeutic approaches. Datelines, Columbia, Maryland, and Raleigh, North Carolina. The Foundation Fighting Blindness and its venture arm, the RD Fund, Retinal Degeneration Fund, today announced a $1 million commitment from A Race Against Blindness, RAB, to advance gene-agnostic therapeutic approaches for inherited retinal diseases. The commitment directs $775,000 to the RD Fund and $225,000 to a Foundation Fighting Blindness Research Award. The $775,000 to the fund will be matched dollar for dollar through the Gordon and Laura Gund Foundation Challenge, unlocking a $1.55 million in impact, a donor match that doubles new and increased gifts to the RD Fund. A Race Against Blindness was founded in 2023 by Dr. Stephen and Christina Johnston after their son was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, RP. Caused by Bardet-Biedl syndrome, BBS. Since then, the family-run nonprofit has directed millions of dollars toward research for RP and BBS, with a focus on pediatric inherited retinal diseases and on moving promising therapies from concept to clinic with urgency. As parents, we know families cannot wait for a separate therapy to be developed for every one of the thousands of mutations that cause retinitis pigmentosa, said Dr. Stephen Johnston, co-founder of A Race Against Blindness. Gene-agnostic approaches offer hope to the broadest possible community, including children with Bardet-Biedl syndrome like our son. By directing our support to the RD Fund and to the Foundation's research and seeing the fund portion matched, we can put more resources behind the science that reaches the most families the fastest, advancing gene-agnostic approaches across the RD Fund portfolio. The $775,000 directed to the RD Fund will support gene-agnostic therapeutic approaches across the fund's portfolio companies, which are developing treatments designed to help patients regardless of the specific gene mutation causing their disease. The RD Fund intentionally balances its portfolio between gene-specific and gene-agnostic strategies, including neuroprotective and antioxidant approaches that slow disease progression, and vision restoration strategies such as optogenetics, which aims to restore light sensitivity to the retina independent of the underlying gene defect. One example is Nacuity's Pharmaceuticals, N-A-C-U-I-T-Y, a clinical stage portfolio company developing a neuroprotective gene-agnostic candidate. Nacuity's lead candidate, NPI-001, is an oral tablet formulation of N-acetylcysteine amide that targets oxidative stress, a process that damages photoreceptors across many forms of retinal degeneration. That gene, that formulation is spelled capital N-acetylcysteine amide. Rather than correcting a single gene, NPI-001 is designed to boost glutathione, one of the body's most powerful natural antioxidants, to help protect retinal cells regardless of the underlying mutation. Glutathione is spelled G-L-U-T-A-T-H-I-O-N-E. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has granted NPI-001 Fast Track, Breakthrough Therapy, and Orphan Drug designations for the treatment of retinitis pigmentosa. The partnership with A Race Against Blindness reflects the conviction the RD Fund was built to reward, said Rusty Kelly, Ph.D., Managing Director of the RD Fund. Their support, matched by the Gordon and Yura Glund Foundation, allows us to diversify and strengthen our portfolio of gene-agnostic approaches that could one day benefit the entire retinitis pigmentosa community, including the RP and BBS1 families represented by A Race Against Blindness. Funding gene-agnostic innovation at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. The remaining $225,000 of the commitment will complete funding for a Foundation Fighting Blindness Career Development Award, supporting Dr. Thomas Mandel at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center in Columbus, Ohio. The five-year, $375,000 award funds research into a new way to deliver retinal gene therapy that could apply across many inherited retinal diseases. Dr. Mandel is testing a surgical approach in preclinical models that delivers gene therapy onto the surface of the retina rather than beneath it, combined with insulin added to the therapy to accelerate its uptake into retinal cells. The approach aims to deliver therapy faster and with less inflammation, without compromising retinal function. Because the delivery method is gene-agnostic, it has the potential to improve treatment for conditions including Bardet-Biedl syndrome, choroideremia, Leber congenital amaurosis, Stargardt disease, Usher syndrome, and multiple forms of retinitis pigmentosa. Dr. Mandel's work is mentored by Andy J. Fisher, Ph.D., and Kagri Basirli, M.D., Ph.D. Those doctors' names are spelled M-E-N-D-E-L, F-I-S-C-H-E-R, B-E-S-I-R-L-I. Some of the most powerful ideas in our field are the broad-reaching ones that can help many patients across the spectrum of inherited retinal diseases, said Amy Laster, Ph.D., Chief Scientific Officer of the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Whether through the RD Fund's portfolio or a foundation-supported researcher like Dr. Mandel, this commitment from A Race Against Blindness accelerates approaches that do not depend on a single gene, and that gives hope to families across the entire community. As the world's leading private funder of retinal degenerative disease research, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has played a key role in driving the development of more than 60 retinal disease drug candidates, now in clinical trials, a track record that made it a natural partner for A Race Against Blindness. About A Race Against Blindness. A Race Against Blindness is a family-run nonprofit, co-founded in 2023 by Dr. Stephen and Christina Johnston after their son was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa caused by Bardet-Biedl syndrome. Through innovative fundraising and a focus on pediatric inherited retinal diseases, the organization has directed more than $5 million toward research for retinitis pigmentosa and Bardet-Biedl syndrome. working to move promising therapies from concept to clinic with urgency. For more information, visit erraseagainstblindness.org. About the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Established in 1971, the Foundation Fighting Blindness is the world's leading private funding source for retinal degenerative disease research. The foundation has raised nearly $1 billion toward its mission of accelerating research for preventing, treating, and curing blindness caused by the entire spectrum of retinal degenerative diseases, including retinitis pigmentosa, age-related macular degeneration, Usher syndrome, and Stargardt disease. Visit fightingblindness.org for more information. About the RD Fund. The Retinal Degeneration Fund, RD Fund, is a mission-driven venture fund established by the Foundation Fighting Blindness to invest in companies developing innovative therapies for inherited retinal diseases and dry age-related macular degeneration. The RD Fund was designed to bridge the funding gap between discovery research and confirmatory clinical trials. For more information, visit www.rdfund.org. Potential oral Stargardt treatment advances to Phase 3 clinical trial. A new emerging oral treatment for Stargardt disease, gilduretinol acetate, G-I-L-D-E-U-R-E-T-I-N-O-L, acetate, drug name ALK-001, from Alkeus Pharmaceuticals, that's A-L-K-E-U-S Pharmaceuticals, continues progressing through clinical trials with a first patient in Erie, Pennsylvania, dosed with the treatment in the company's global Phase 3 North Star study. The 2-year clinical trial will evaluate how well the potential treatment works, as well as its safety. Alkeus plans to enroll approximately 230 participants between the ages of 8 and 45 who have advanced Stargardt disease, with about 55 planned sites across more than 11 countries. Patients will be randomly assigned to the treatment or placebo arms. Stargardt disease is the most common form of inherited macular degeneration and is often diagnosed in children or teens. There are no current treatments for the rare pediatric disease, which is estimated to affect nearly 500,000 people globally, based on estimates from European studies. Upgrading vitamin A to prevent vision cell damage. Patients with Stargardt disease start to lose cells in the macula, the center of the retina, causing growing central vision loss that varies from patient to patient. Stargardt is typically caused by a mutation in the ABCA4 gene, which causes toxic byproducts from the processing of vitamin A to build up and damage the retina, causing vision loss. Scientists developed gilduretinol, by replacing the hydrogen atoms in vitamin A with a heavier version of hydrogen. The modified version of vitamin A creates less toxic waste buildup compared to the natural form of vitamin A. The goal of gilduretinol is to preserve vision by slowing down the growth of the lesions, areas where retinal cells have been lost. The current clinical trial phase will measure lesions to see if the treatment slows down their growth. Clinicians will also determine what effect the emerging treatment has on patients' vision in dim lighting measured through low luminance and visual acuity tests. Many patients with Stargardt have difficulty functioning in dim light vision, even early on in the disease. Building on past clinical trials, Alkeus has treated more than 400 patients in earlier phases of clinical trials for gilduretinol. Past studies indicate that the treatment has the potential to preserve vision. Alkeus reports that previously treated patients did not develop chromatopsia, dark adaptation delays, or night blindness. The treatment has also been tested in clinical trials for geographic atrophy caused by the advanced form of dry AMD. Emerging Stargardt treatments benefit from decades of research. Gilduretinol is one of several potential treatments for Stargardt disease, making its way through clinical trials. The foundation has helped build knowledge about Stargardt through a $6 million natural history study. Natural history studies follow patients with diseases for years to map out information about the condition that is invaluable when developing and testing potential treatments like gilduretinol. Known as ProgStar, The natural history study helped to determine the best way to measure if an emerging treatment for Stargardt works. It added to the understanding of how the disease progresses so that when clinical trials move to the next phase, clinicians know what kinds of patients to enroll. The ProgStar study also created a database of Stargardt patients for future clinical trials, including 365 patients in 10 international clinical centers. Multiple companies developing therapies for Stargardt disease have used data from ProgStar to inform their clinical trial design. Enrolling in the Phase 3 North Star study. More information on enrolling in the clinical trial is available through ALKEUS, that's A-L-K-E-U-S. To be eligible for the clinical trial, patients must be between the ages of 8 and 45, have a diagnosis of typical autosomal recessive Stargardt disease, and have genetic test results showing at least one disease-causing variant in the ABCA4 gene. The Foundation's My Retina Tracker provides free genetic testing to determine gene mutations that may be involved in patients' retinal diseases. There are hot links on the website for ALKEUS and for My Retina Tracker. And finally, from AFB.org, Dateline July 10th, AFB announces 2026 Kirchner and Gund Award honorees. Contact Tony Stevens, Assistant Vice President of Communications, 212-502-7627. Email tstephens@afb.org. Dateline Washington, D.C., the American Foundation for the Blind, AFB, announced the 2026 recipients of the Corinne Kirchner Research Award. Her name is spelled K-I-R-C-H-N-E-R, which will be presented to Dr. Rachel Shields, S-C-H-L-E-S, Assistant Professor at Vanderbilt University. And the Laura Gund Leadership Award, her name is spelled L-L-U-R-A-G-U-N-D, which will be presented to Ms. Marissa Miara, M-I-A-R-A, Director of Student Services at Marshall B. Ketchum University. These two prestigious recognitions awarded each year by AFB elevate the work of scholarly and community leaders committed to expanding possibilities for people who are blind or have low vision, said Eric Bridges, AFB President and CEO. Through their collective work, both Dr. Schles and Ms. Miara have made substantial impact on our community, and we're excited to celebrate their accomplishments at our annual awards ceremony. Dr. Schles is recognized for her continued research to accurately count and track the number of students who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision in the educational system. Since Congress enacted major education reforms for students with disabilities in the 1970s, accurately counting the number of students eligible for services has remained a challenge. A former teacher of students who are visually impaired, TVI, Dr. Schles' research has significantly improved this accuracy, providing a realistic understanding of the number of students across the country who require services that can empower them in their educational pursuits. Dr. Schles received her PhD from the University of Pittsburgh, holds a Master of Education from Vanderbilt University, and a BA from Vassar College. In 2016, she was recognized as a Teacher of the Year by the Council for Exceptional Children Division on Visual Impairments and Deafblindness. I have more to read on that, but I'm out of time for this week's Vision News. I hope you enjoyed it. Please join us next week. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 8 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening.